Welcome to the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast, where mindset and marketing meet purpose, passion, and profits. I'm Bob Baker, and if you're a creative entrepreneur or someone who runs a heart-centered business, you're in the right place. To get a free collection of sample chapters from my books and audiobooks, just pay a quick visit to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. Now, enjoy the episode. This is the Creative Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm going to start off by asking you a fairly ridiculous question. Have you ever been stopped by fear or uncertainty, or both of them at the same time? Well, unless you're a robot, the answer is yes. Most creative people have experienced this at one time or another, maybe like every other second or minute, perhaps. And that's when things are normal. You add to that a global pandemic, and boy, the fear and the uncertainty is just ratcheted up a few dozen knots. So in this episode, I wanted to share a track from a digital album that I released last year called Morning Pep Talks for Artists, Authors, and Creative Entrepreneurs. It's available on Spotify and Amazon, Apple, and pretty much anywhere that digital streaming music is available. And what I read in this segment is actually based on one chapter in my book called The Empowered Artist, which is available on Amazon as a paperback and an ebook. So there's a great example of one piece of content being available in multiple formats. So I'm going to share that segment with you right now. You'll notice I added some reverb and some nice background music to make it more interesting. And then I'll talk to you a bit at the end on the other side. Do you know where the richest place on earth is? It's not Wall Street or Silicon Valley or Beverly Hills. It's the graveyard. Why? Because, as Les Brown explains, that's where you'll find all the hopes and dreams that were never fulfilled, the books that were never written, the songs that were never sung, the inventions that were never shared, and the cures that were never discovered. What a sobering thought. And sadly, it's true. The reason so many people fall short of their potential is because of that nasty F word, fear, as well as its corruptive cousin, uncertainty. These twin culprits have stopped more great ideas, works of art, hit songs, and technological breakthroughs than any repressive regime ever has. And they have no doubt stopped you in your tracks, too. These clever, conniving rascals come in all shapes and sizes. Fear of failure, fear of success, fear of ridicule, and fear of poverty, just to name a few. From the uncertainty side of the tracks, we get such inner dialogue classics as, "But I don't know how to pull that off. What will really happen if I pursue this? How will I make enough money doing this? What if I'm just not that good at it?" It can be frightening and overwhelming. And this leads a lot of potential artists, authors, and entrepreneurs to draw this conclusion. People who make it must have learned to banish fear and slay the uncertainty monster. The chosen few have a special gift that shelters them from these two evil thought demons. Which leads to the disempowering idea, "I am obviously missing the fearless gene, so I'm just not cut out for this path." Please allow me to set the record straight. That is absolute hogwash. I'm not even sure what hogwash is, but it seems like the appropriate word to throw in here. Stop deluding yourself with this superhuman fear and uncertainty deflector shield notion. The truth is, every ambitious person, no, let's make that every person who is alive and conscious, has regular, reoccurring feelings of fear and uncertainty. It goes with the territory of being human, although artists and creative people seem to be affected by it more than most. So, those famous, talented people you look up to have not learned to banish fear and uncertainty. They have not silenced them. Instead, they have learned to carry on in spite of them. They manage to put them in their place and lower the volume knob of resistance they create. And if you're serious about living a rich, fulfilling life, you will learn to do the same. The best way to reduce the power that fear and uncertainty have over you is to diminish their standing. What stops you is treating them like royalty. What holds you back is believing that they are the unquestionable authority on your life. To put fear and uncertainty in their place, you must disrespect them, not treat them like parents who you can never disobey. So tell them to pipe down, or God forbid, to shut the hell up. Would you like a fun, creative way to deal with them? Give them a silly name. Would you really take advice from an entity named Jethro or Trixie? And give them a ridiculous cartoon voice so you can't possibly take their nonsensical ramblings seriously. Imagine that their voices are coming from a giant stuffed animal or a circus clown. The funny clowns, not the scary ones. And when all else fails, get all Harry Potter on their asses and call out the secret spell, lift the magic sword, and slay those dragons to smithereens. That's how you put fear and uncertainty in their place. There you have it, and I hope that little piece of audio there made the point. Acknowledge fear, acknowledge uncertainty. It's just a normal part of our lives, but do not let it rule you to the point that it stops you from doing the awesome stuff that you were meant to do during your years here on Earth. So that's your homework this week, is just to pay attention to your thoughts. When you hear that little voice inside encouraging you to be fearful of the unknown, just stop, acknowledge it, and use one of those techniques to diminish it so it doesn't slow you down. Again, that track is available on the digital audio album called Morning Pep Talks for Artists, Authors, and Creative Entrepreneurs. And it's one little segment of a much larger book called The Empowered Artist, which is available in paperback and ebook formats on Amazon. If you don't already, I would also love to stay in touch with you via email. The best way to do that is to get on my Creative Entrepreneur VIP list. I actually just created a new landing page where you can sign up to get on it. All you have to do is go to promoteyourcreativity.com. That's promoteyourcreativity.com. You'll see a lovely blue background there and the cover of one of my books called The Passion Principles. But when you sign up for the list, I'll give you immediate access to ebook and audiobook samples of many of my titles. The list is there on that page. But go there now, sign up, and let's keep in touch that way. PromoteYourCreativity.com. I hope you found this episode helpful. I appreciate you listening. Hang in there through this crazy, surreal time that we're going through in human history. Continue to express your creativity and do your art, no matter what form that is in. Let's talk again soon. This is Bob Baker saying so long for now.